Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mary are those of the author, guests, and host, and does not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of the radio show. Any content provided by our guests, author, blogger, or host is the intent for personal use, their opinion, and for informational purposes only, and is not intended to speak against any religious, ethnic groups, club, organization, companies, individuals, or anyone or anything. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm your host, Mary, and thank you for joining me with another episode of Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with yours truly. So before I begin today's show, I want to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you to just say thank you. Thank you for your angels of protection that govern us throughout the day, Father God. Thank you for strengthen us through the day, Father God, in the midst of everything that we have faced, Father God, everything that has bombarded us, Father God. You are sovereign. There is no one like you. Father God, I ask that you guide my words, Father God. Help me to be your vessel and to get out something as sensitive as what I'm talking about today. In Jesus' name, we praise you and we thank you. Amen. All right, so today I am going to be discussing changing the course of bullying behavior into great leadership. And I'm going to put on my do not disturb so no one will bother me while I'm broadcasting. So I wanted to share with you some things that I came across. From time to time, I try to do research on different things. And what I know is as parents, teachers, and even children, we see inappropriate behavior happening among us, and we're not sure in how to address those things. So most of us see individuals that possess the inappropriate behavior, and they have a sense of wanting to feel inferior, powerful, and influential, to get the attention of others. Now, in this episode, we're going to discuss how to help change the course of bullying behavior into great leadership. And I want you to understand that I, for one, I know the severity of what bullying is, and I try not to put a label on anyone's children as far as saying, hey, you're a bully, even though we know that someone may possess a behavior that, hey, indicate that they may be exhibiting bullying behavior. As a mom that had a son that went through bullying, he was actually the victim. I would say that on the other hand, my daughter, you know, she's a little younger and she's knowing more about what bullying is. Well, she, you know, when I communicated with the school kind of labeled her as a bully because she was associated with a child that was bullying. So, you know, that child was, I would say the child was basically encouraging my daughter to do the same. So I got both sides of the fence. So I want to just share with you just some things I came across. I tried to look at some news when it pertains to bullying. Bullying happens every single day, and it's just getting very harder and harder with the world we live in, with what where bullying stands. So in Green Up County, Kentucky, there was a girl who was on the cheerleading team. She made the cheerleading team, and some students made a list of why she should die. And this falls into social bullying because they're using their influence to intimidate and cause harm towards someone else. So what ended up happening with this girl? I'm thankful that she did not commit suicide. Her parents spoke up. But what ended up happening was she quit the cheerleading team because she was being bullied, social bullying, because students made a list to convince her of reasons why she should die. She said she's not going to harm herself, which is great. I commend the parents for instilling in her that she is worthy and she's confident, she's loved, and she should not fall back to doing any bodily harm just because some kids are cruel and they write things in the heat of the moment. So she did quit the cheerleading team, but she said it will not cause her to leave the school. That's just one incident. Here's another incident in Pennsylvania, Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. I commend the state representative, which is Frank Burns. He hosted a roundtable discussion about bullying with some of the teachers and some of the officials. I'm not sure. I think that happened today or yesterday where he talked about it. So these are things where some people are taking initiative to step up and say, hey, bullying is serious. This is something we need to address. So I commend the state representative in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, about just sitting down having a table discussion about bullying and how to address it. The last case that I want to talk about, which I'm very, oh my, it almost brought me to tears. It is in Plano, Texas. The young girl name is Amaya. She's 11 years old. And she's going through, let's just say she's going through some challenges. Where she started chemotherapy, so she had to cut her hair off. And the parents wanted to create a security blanket for her while the child was battling, going through chemotherapy and et cetera. So the mom, they bought her a wig. So the child wore the wig to school, and what ended up happening was one of the child's friends, per se, while they was running around in a gym, pulled the child wig off. And Amaya immediately ran into the restroom and locked herself in the restroom. And this really just hurt my heart because, you know, I had to talk to my daughter, for one, because it's always a lesson in anything that we go through. But I had to talk to her and just let her know a little bit more about, you know, at their age, it's so easy for them to make friends to say, hey, this is my friend. But when you get my age, you will realize who your friends really are. A friend is not someone that is going to humiliate you. You know, Amaya's friend did this in front of the whole class, you know, the whole class in the gym. And, you know, she was very upset. And I would have been upset, you know, because the purpose of the wig is to help Amaya cope with the physical challenges that her body is going through when it pertains to chemotherapy. So I applaud the mom because what they was actually doing, they actually stayed outside the school where they had a crowd around them posting signs to say, you know, do not bully. And, you know, they did talk to school officials. So they're trying to get a resolution regarding this matter when it pertains to the children that are bullying others. So I want to just step back, and although bullying is a sensitive topic, I want us to just be a fly on the wall in somebody else's house, or let's just say, let's look from the outside in. And although what the child did was unacceptable, although what the other students did as far as making a list to tell this girl to quit, basically tell this girl to kill herself, these are unacceptable behavior, and it has to start at home where we have to educate our children and let them know, hey, this is not right. Understand that if your child is displaying these type of behaviors that bullying display, it is your responsibility as a parent to address these things. Now, let me tell you this. There are so many different reasons why people bully, but I want you to just look at, let's take some good out of a bullying behavior. And what I mean by that is a bully, someone that bullies has the behavior, has some characteristics of what a leader is. A leader is someone who is going to be, let's say, they have communication skills. You know, so a bully has communication skills, however, it's not the right kind of communication that we're trying to do. We're trying to come across. They do have the courage. You know, they're very bold when it comes down to exhibiting these inappropriate behavior. If they see something they want, they go for it. If they, let's just say, if they want to say something to someone, they are going to say it. And these are some things that the characteristics of what leaders have. The leaders are courageous. They are bold. They do have, like I said, they do have communication skills. I would say they exhibit that they have power and they want attention and they have the ability to lead others. Now, like I said, the bullying behavior, they are leading people, but they're leading people in the wrong way. So the similarities, the traits that someone who has bullying behavior has somewhat some similarities as what a good leader should have. We just as leaders, as parents, as officials, what we need to do is help reshape their way of thinking and reshape actions to show them, hey, you can be a great leader. You can have a great following. You can be very courageous. You can be honest. You can be confident. You can have a positive attitude. You can inspire others, but don't do it this way. This is the wrong way of doing it. Let's take all of the good characteristics that you do have and let's rework that. It's just like, you know, a potter. If you're, you know, working with clay and you see something you don't like, you put it back on the wheel and you try to rework it, reshape it. This is something that we have to do as parents, educators, anyone that come in contact, not just with children, but as adults. These are some things we have to sit back and say, hey, this is not acceptable. I see what you're trying to do. I see that you want attention. I see that you want to lead. I see that you are creative. I see that you are bold. But let's just change what you're doing so that it can exhibit the right behavior for others to follow. Now, these situations that I talk about, they are very unfortunate that we are facing this. But we have to, my goal is to always educate others to let you know that just the society we live in and most things are acceptable in today's world versus when I was growing up, if you're displaying this character, you're going to either get your behind whoop or something going to happen to you. You're going to get on punishment. No, if my child is doing this, it has got to stop. That's just how we was raised. But I know there are laws to say you can't do this. You can't whoop your child. You can't do et cetera. But we have to do what we can so that we won't be the cause of a child committing suicide or a child isolating themselves or a child inflicting wounds on themselves or a child just not being able to communicate because they feel like no matter what they do, it's not going to get better. So we have to take a step back and just look at things from a different lens. Okay. In this situation, I know that it's unfortunate it happened, but what can we do to help change the course of that so won't nobody else face this with the same person? So we have to just open our eyes and just not be naive. If you're seeing this thing, if you're seeing these things, just try to just encourage somebody and speak with them and develop that relationship. You never know when you develop a relationship with an individual that displaying these behaviors, you never know what impact you will have on their life. So I just want to just encourage you just to just think about different things that someone with bullying behavior may possess. You know, I want to read a scripture, and it's Luke 6. And I'm going to read from 31, and it says, "And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise." And that's the golden rule. Do unto others as you will have them do to you. Let's just say, put your shoe on the other foot. Let's just say you was the victim, or let's just say you was the person displaying these bullying behavior. What would you want someone else to do for you? I encourage everyone to, from taking a stand, if your child is being the one being victimized when it pertains to bullying, address it. Take it as high as you can. If you feel as though that the school officials are not doing what they're supposed to do, go over top of their head. Make note. My motto is be a star. Stop, think, act, and record. These are things that's going to help you. Now, if you need more information as far as, like, if you're in Virginia and you need more information about bullying, you can go to my website and you can download the Be a Star resource card, and it will have different laws that I was able to locate, and you can hold it on and give it to your children or give it to an adult. These are things you want to have in the event you witness bullying or in the event that you are part of, you are the victim. So just educate yourself on what is out there. Educate yourself on what you can do. We spend so much time on social media. We spend so much time watching TV. We spend so much time on the computers. But at the end of the day, we all have a purpose, and we all have to leave a legacy worth following so that they can help others. So let me go back to Luke 6. It's Luke 6:31. "And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those whom you hope to receive back, what credit is it for you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father is also merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." And I say all this to say we have to exhibit the characteristics of Christ-like. Although we are in situations that we have to persevere through, we have to be Christ-like. And I know that it's hard because your flesh, when it happens in your household, you want to go off. And, you know, my mom motto, you know, back then is if somebody hits you, you hit the mat. But actually, what good are you doing if you're taking matters into your own hands physically versus taking matters into your own hands by doing the work, recording, going up there, stopping, thinking, and then you act, and then you record? You will see better results when you put your hands to doing the research and thinking and acting accordingly versus physically harming someone, because it's better for your child to have you with them. It's better for your spouse to have you with them versus you being locked up because you have taken matters into your own hands because something has happened that's unfortunate. And trust me, I know that you can say that, hey, it's easier said than done. I've been in your shoes before, and it is easier said than done. But at the same time, you have to look at the big picture. What do you want the end result to be? All right. Think about that. At the end of the day, we are here to be purposeful. We are here to leave a legacy. We are here to help one another. So this is Mary on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show. Just hoping and praying that you're able to receive some of the information that I'm sharing with you. You're able to share it with someone that you may know may be in need, or even if you know somebody that may not be in need, it costs nothing to comment. It costs nothing to share it. This is very informative so that it can help someone else. You never know what someone is going through behind the four walls of their house. You know, as adults, as children, we go through a lot. Some we are being vocal, about. Some we may not be vocal about, but it doesn't take much for you to just step in with a smile, step in with a hug, step in just to build that relationship with someone, and you'll be surprised. God will move you in a direction that he will have you to be, and he will open up doors to show you this person needs what you have on your life and vice versa. So until next time, you be blessed.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.